joined by Kay's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-0 win over Rashford in the FA Cup. Alan, was that as close as the 3-0 scoreline suggests?
I think so. I thought we're... it's early days, not, you know, and I'm delighted about the result and for the club, not, but I don't know. I don't know about the 3-0. I see, now we had chances, and I thought it was a penalty, Phil's, to be honest, when he got tripped in the other box, and we had a few chances as well, but I thought the biggest difference was the goalkeeper on the back foot, to be honest. I thought we had a 20-minute still to start with, which we thought we would. We've held that, and we scored a great goal through Tommy Williams. Then the last 20 minutes, when it's 3-0 and it's sort of won, I thought, you know, we've held it again, to be honest. I've got to keep my hat off. I thought the back four and the goalkeeper done excellent for us. But 3-0, maybe, you know, it could have probably been 6-2, to be honest. I think that was a fair reflection. We have had one or two little chances, not clear cut. We've had one or two good chances. Bobby's effort, what nearly went in, great effort. Phil Williams, like I say, could have had a penalty. And but I've got to be fair, you know, the injuries we've had and stuff like that. And again, Lodgy, I've got to give special praise for his injection. And we can make a few days off now. We've got a game next week. So, but yeah, I'm delighted. And you know, maybe 3-0 is a bit harsh, but I thought we deserved to win the game. That's for sure.
They were all three good goals, particularly the first two goals. Really good team building to get the goals. How pleased was that to watch?
Oh, definitely are. And Hamzy B plays for a set player and all. That's twice Max has gotten out in them areas and scored goals. And I like, you know, we've got to get it down. We've got to play on a pitch like this. You've got to do it. And we've got to have confidence. And I said at half time, I wasn't that delighted about the first half. I said at half time, have trust in each other, get the ball and play and up the tempo a little bit and things like that. And to be fair, there's some cracking goals there, like, to be fair. And Carl's done well there, or Lodgy done well, where I thought he was awful first half and he's come out second half flying, so good for him.
It is a team game, but Dean Lodge adds something different, doesn't he? They didn't know what to do with him today, Ashford.
He didn't have his best game, to be honest, like, you know, he's still got to work on his end products and he's just done okay. I'm more pleased with him for playing for the pain barrier and he's put himself on the line, but performance wise I just thought he'd done alright, to be honest. He done well for the goal. He done better second half. He was non-existent first half. I've given him a little bit of a rollicking at half time, started attempting to get his finger out for it, and he takes it and he wants to go and train tomorrow and things like that. He wants to improve his game. So there's a love-hate relationship between us as a girl. Like, I love him and he hates me. I think that's how it goes. But I'll keep on his back until we make him a player. I think enough people tell him how good he is, to be honest. Well, you know, somebody's got to tell him that he's still got a lot to do if he's going to be a player he wants to be.
As Dean was coming off the pitch, it looked like his foot was heavily strapped. Was that just a precautionary measure?
Ah, that's all. He'd be fine. He'd be fine. And he needs a few, you know, he needs a 3 or 4 days rest. He'd be absolutely flying for Saturday. And the breaks done were good, like, you know. So there's a few little knocks going on there. And we need a few days rest. And fair play to players, man. What we have been through so far, I've got to hold my hand up with them. But be honest, I'm more pleased for the two chairmen and all that, you know. It's a big thing for the FA Cup, the club. That's why we probably bought the club and putting money in and stuff like that. And I'm delighted about the supporters and that, you know. That's for the cup, for the players, and that's for the league. For the cup's all about the chairman and the supporters, and the dream continues.
When I spoke to Mark Hams earlier in the season, he made a comment that we needed to convert our chances into goals, but we were certainly very clinical in front of goal today.
We did, but we missed one or two. You know, a couple of times we missed one or two. Still, certainly not to finish the article, that's for sure. We'll strive to try to be that, we will. But it's early days, like, you know, like I say, it's a long way to go. I'll settle for a 1-0 win down here in the league. That's what, you know, all we've... I'm delighted for the last two. Let me go and have a drink tonight. I can't drink because me and Hams are off it, but I'm dying for one, to be honest. But the thing is, once tomorrow gets out of the way in the cup draw, then whatever we get, we'll just concentrate on wanting casuals. We went down to watch them. That's all I'm bothered about, to be honest. We'll be gearing this week. We'll not be about the cup in 2 weeks' time. Everything will be geared to wanting casuals.
There's an incident in the first half where their keeper went down injured and we had a chance to score and the referee stopped the game. What was your take on that?
That's a thing. If he was injured, then I'll take my hat off, but I didn't think he was, but that's the way it looked for me. If a lad is injured, that's fair dues. But I thought Jimmy Baird done great for us today, and he got in them positions and he read the game well, and you need players like it in your team. And I'll not comment on it, because where I looked, it looked as though he stayed down, but he might have been hurt. If he's hurt, then I'll take that back.
There's a few K's rejects in the stands today. Presumably they'll go back to their respective clubs with a warning that the K's are the team to beat at the moment.
Well, but it's just at this minute, you know, there's no getting carried away in the dressing room. We've had a chat about it. We said we won't do better. I said you've got to enjoy deals like this because it's the FA Cup. But, you know, we'll get them back down to earth tomorrow and on Thursday, and we'll go ahead. There's nobody getting... I thought it was last season. I thought everybody got too carried away. And I knew before the ball was kicked that two of us would win the league, to be honest. And I thought Tottenham Mitchell would come second. But in my heart, I've got to pretend that... you know, we can do it, but this year it's a wide open league, and anybody can beat anybody, and we just got to knuckle down, keep ourselves to ourselves and work hard like we always do. The players always work hard, and see where that takes us. And anybody's winning out in September, so we're not getting carried away.